Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stepping Off the Relationship Escalator, Uncommon Love and Life by Amy Garon is a practical, sex-positive guide for people who want to build relationships without automatically following the standard script of dating, exclusivity, cohabitation, marriage, and lifelong monogamy. Instead of treating that sequence as the default measure of success, the book explores how individuals and partners can intentionally design connections that fit their real needs, values, and circumstances. Drawing on relationship education and community-informed perspectives, Garon addresses both romantic and non-romantic bonds, including polyamory, open relationships, solo living, and other consensual structures. The focus is not on promoting one model, but on encouraging clarity, consent, and personal agency. Readers are invited to question assumptions, communicate more directly, and create agreements that support well-being rather than social approval. The book is particularly known for framing relationship choices as customizable, helping people reduce confusion, avoid mismatched expectations, and pursue love and companionship in forms that feel sustainable and honest. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the relationship escalator and why it is optional, a central idea is the relationship escalator, the widely assumed pathway that defines how a serious relationship is supposed to progress. The book examines how this script shapes expectations about exclusivity, shared finances, living together, marriage, and social recognition, often without partners explicitly choosing those steps. By naming the escalator, readers can recognize when they are acting from habit or cultural pressure rather than genuine desire. The discussion highlights how escalator thinking can create hidden tests of commitment, such as equating love with constant togetherness or treating moving in as the natural next milestone. Garon encourages readers to see relationship development as a set of choices rather than a single track, so people can pause, evaluate, and opt out when a step does not fit. This topic also addresses the emotional consequences of escalator defaults, including anxiety, resentment, and ambiguity when two people want different outcomes but never clearly discuss them. The emphasis is on permission and intentionality, choosing what to build, how fast to build it, and whether certain milestones are relevant at all. This reframe can help partners stop measuring success by conventional markers and start measuring it by mutual satisfaction, stability, and authenticity. Secondly, designing relationships through values, needs, and negotiated agreements. Rather than relying on labels alone, the book prioritizes building relationships through explicit agreements that reflect values, needs, and real-world constraints. This topic focuses on how people can clarify what they want, communicate it early, and revisit it as circumstances change. Agreements can cover time, emotional availability, sexual health practices, financial entanglement, family involvement, and public visibility, among many other factors. The key is that agreements should be mutual, informed, and flexible enough to evolve. Garon emphasizes that compatibility is not only about chemistry, but also about whether two people can collaborate on the structure of their connection. The book also distinguishes rules imposed to control a partner from boundaries that protect one's own well-being, encouraging readers to choose approaches that build trust rather than policing. A practical outcome of this topic is reduced ambiguity. Partners know where they stand because they have discussed expectations instead of assuming them. This approach is especially useful for people exploring non-traditional arrangements, but it also benefits monogamous couples who want more clarity and fewer unspoken pressures. The message is that a relationship can be secure and committed without copying a standard template, as long as the people involved intentionally build a shared understanding. Thirdly, communication skills for uncommon relationship structures. Stepping off the escalator typically requires stronger communication than default dating scripts, because fewer assumptions can be taken for granted. This topic explores how direct, respectful communication supports both stability and freedom. The book emphasizes discussing intentions, limits, and hopes in plain language, including topics many people avoid until conflict arises. It highlights the importance of active listening, asking clarifying questions, and checking that agreements are understood the same way by everyone involved. Readers are encouraged to normalize ongoing conversations rather than seeking a one-time talk that settles everything. Another key element is handling difficult emotions, such as jealousy, insecurity, and fear of abandonment. Instead of treating these feelings as proof that an unconventional relationship is failing, the book frames them as signals that can be addressed through reassurance, renegotiation, and better self-knowledge. Communication also intersects with consent and sexual health, especially for people with multiple partners or changing boundaries. This topic underscores that uncommon relationships are not inherently chaotic. They can be deeply stable when people practice transparency, accountability, and compassion. By improving communication habits, readers can reduce misunderstandings, prevent silent resentment, and create relationships that feel both honest and emotionally sustainable. Fourthly, rethinking commitment, intimacy, and independence. The book challenges the notion that commitment must look like exclusivity, cohabitation, or merging life logistics. This topic examines alternative ways commitment can be expressed, such as reliability, care during hard times, consistent communication, shared projects, or long-term emotional investment. Garan encourages readers to separate intimacy from enmeshment, showing that closeness does not require giving up autonomy. For some people, independence is a core need, and traditional models may feel stifling or unrealistic. The book explores how partners can support each other's growth while keeping healthy space, whether that means living apart, maintaining separate finances, or prioritizing personal goals. It also touches on the idea that relationships can be significant without being primary, and that friendship, chosen family, and community ties can carry deep commitment. Readers are invited to define what intimacy means to them, including emotional, sexual, intellectual, and practical dimensions. By reframing commitment as a set of chosen behaviors rather than a status symbol, this topic helps people build bonds that are resilient, respectful, and aligned with their identities. The result is often less pressure to perform relationship success and more focus on everyday actions that create trust. Lastly, navigating social norms, visibility, and life planning. Outside the script, choosing uncommon love often brings practical and social challenges, and the book addresses how to navigate them thoughtfully. This topic looks at stigma, family expectations, workplace dynamics, and the legal and financial systems that still privilege marriage and cohabitation. Readers are encouraged to think strategically about visibility, when to be open about a relationship structure, and when privacy may be the safer or more comfortable choice. The book also considers how to plan a life that may not follow standard milestones, including housing decisions, caregiving, parenting, and aging. Without default templates, people may need to proactively build support networks and create contingency plans. This can include documenting wishes, arranging shared responsibilities, and ensuring that important relationships are recognized within one's community even if not recognized legally. The topic also highlights how social comparison can create unnecessary doubt, and it offers a mindset shift towards self-defined success. By acknowledging the external pressures that make non-traditional choices harder, the book helps readers prepare rather than feel blindsided. The overall message is empowering. Stepping off the escalator is not only about personal preference, but also about building a sustainable life structure that supports love, security, and belonging on terms you choose. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel uneasy with the standard relationship script, including people exploring consensual non-monogamy, those who prefer living alone, couples who want commitment without marriage, and anyone who wants more intentionality in love. It is also valuable for monogamous readers who simply want clearer communication and fewer unspoken expectations. The life benefit comes from learning to treat relationships as choices that can be designed, negotiated, and updated. That shift can reduce anxiety, prevent mismatches, and help people build connections that support well-being instead of social approval. Readers may gain tools for discussing boundaries, handling jealousy, and defining commitment in ways that fit their real values. Compared to many relationship books that assume one correct destination, this one stands out for its inclusive, customizable framework and its focus on consent-based agreements. It does not treat unconventional structures as a problem to solve, but as legitimate options that can be healthy and stable when approached with care. If you want a guide that helps you create a relationship model that matches your life, rather than forcing your life to match a model, this book is worth buying and revisiting as your needs evolve. If you would like to support Amy Garan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.